The enemy of the Iranian people is the same as the enemy of the Palestinian people. He is the same enemy of the Lebanese people. That same government is the enemy of the Iraqi people. The enemy of the people of Egypt is the enemy of the people of Syria and the enemy of the people of Yemen. There is one enemy. The methods of the enemy vary in different countries. In one place with psychological warfare, in another with economic pressure, in yet another with two-ton bombs, they are advancing this policy with weapons in one hand and smiles in the other. Our enemies, however, have a command room that is centralized. They receive orders from one place.
Nobody saw it coming that the Iranian Supreme Leader would come out and lead the Friday prayer himself amid all the tensions and the escalation that does exist between Iran and Israel. Iran has just struck Israel with missiles, a barrage of missiles, and any time Israel would perhaps retaliate by assassination attempt or any kind of provocation that does exist from Israel towards Iran. So this was a bold move by the Iranian Supreme Leader amid all this tension to come out and lead the Friday prayer himself, suggesting Iran's perhaps strength in its military and intelligence capabilities and sending powerful messages that Israel is posing no threat to the Islamic Republic. And what's interesting is the people turnout at this Friday prayer. Hundreds of thousands of people took to Tehran's main venue for the Friday prayer, where they attended the prayer while listening to the powerful speech by the Iranian Supreme Leader, where he reaffirmed the country's support for Palestine. He said that what Iran did a couple of days ago on Tuesday when it attacked Israel was a rightful and illegitimate self-defense by the Islamic Republic to respond to Israel and of course to offer a kind of a public service for the entire region amid the Israeli repeated violations and provocations both against the Islamic Republic and against the resistance axis and Palestinians in general.
The brilliant work of our armed forces in attacking Israel was a legitimate and legal act. We will neither hesitate nor rush to action. We do what's logical and right, based on our military and political decision makers. We'll do it at the right time, just as we already did and will do in the future if necessary.
What's obvious from the Supreme Leader's speech was that he was trying to send a powerful message not only to Israel, but also to all the Muslim nations in the region.
Their policy is to divide and rule over Muslims. They have resorted to different tricks to implement this policy. Up to this day, they have not abandoned this policy. They pit Muslim nations against each other. But nations have woken up today. Today, the Muslim community can overcome these policies adopted against them.
At the same time, the Iranian Supreme Leader tried to threaten Israel that any action from Israel against the Iranian soil would be met with even a harsher response from Tehran.